There's a manhunt underway in Orlando. Police there are looking for a person who shot and killed one of their own. Her name is Master Sergeant Deborah Clayton. Her department is remembering her and another officer who died in a car crash connected to the incident. From member station WMFE, Abe Obariah reports.
Larry Parzignat, an officer with the Wallaca Police Department, drove nearly 2 hours to a makeshift memorial at a Walmart in Orlando. He laid a police badge near a white cross.
It's a very dangerous job, and any moment it could be over. You just don't know.
What we do know, it started early Monday at this Walmart. Mark Heath Lloyd has been wanted by police since December for the alleged murder of his pregnant ex-girlfriend. Someone recognized Lloyd at the Walmart and told the nearest police officer that was Master Sergeant Deborah Clayton. She radioed for backup and approached Lloyd. Police say they exchanged gunfire and Clayton died. During the manhunt, Deputy Norman Lewis with the Orange County Sheriff's Office was killed during a traffic accident. He was an ex-University of Central Florida football player and described as a gentle giant. The reward to find Lloyd is up to $100,000. Orange County Sheriff Jerry Deming says there have been more than 500 tips.
In fact, there were times when we just missed him, but he has been able to avoid capture. He's not going to be able to do that for much longer.
Funerals for the officers are planned for tomorrow and Saturday. Emotions have been raw, including at this vigil for Clayton, recorded and posted on the Orlando Police Department's Twitter feed. Clayton was known for volunteering and mentoring to prevent youth violence. Her adult son, Johnny, spoke at the vigil, saying everything his mom worked for, she died for.
We just gotta keep pushing forward. We can make it a better city.
To do that, law enforcement say they need to find the person who led to the deaths of two of their own this week. For NPR News, I'm Abe Abariah in Orlando.